Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. We are continuing our journey through the human design decision-making authorities. We only have two left. And today we are talking about mental authority, or you could call this the sounding board. Sometimes you'll see this as environmental authority. So there's a lot of different ways that you might see this one pop up. This one's only going to be relevant in projectors. So you'll see some similarities actually between this one and the one that we're going to talk about next week, which is the non-decision making authority essentially. And this is only in reflectors, remembering that reflectors are about 1% of our population. So both of these are probably more rare than a lot of the other ones, but equally as important. And so we don't want to leave any of them out. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, make sure you go back, check out the first episode of why this is so important. And then I've kind of expressed in the last few episodes that it's really important to know that even though these aren't specific to you necessarily, it might not be your decision-making authority, I truly believe in every single one of these episodes that you still have aspects of this that is going to pop up in your life. And some of the things that we are saying in these, in all these different ones are going to impact you too. We work as holistic beings. And so it's important to understand ourselves and all the different ways that we function, and then also understand the people around us. So let's get into it. If you have this type of authority, so the mental authority, the sounding board, the environmental authority, you are a projector. Okay. So if you are a projector, then your strategy to life is to wait for the invitation or wait to be recognized. But once you have that invitation, how do you decide whether to accept it or not? That is where your decision making comes in. Right? Because if you're a projector, you don't have to accept every invitation that gets thrown out to you. That would be a very scarce way of looking at it, right? And for projectors, your guys' invitations come like for generators, manifesting generators, our breadcrumbs or the things that we need to respond to, they come all the time. Like it's like a constant process. It's happening all the time. Projectors, your invitations in life come kind of like they don't come as quickly. You might have to wait some time in between. Okay. And so that impatience can leave you, my guess, I'm not a projector, but can leave you into a space with projectors that I've worked with where you feel like you have to say yes to every invitation. Well, you don't. This is where we have to tune into our decision-making authority. And just because you were invited doesn't mean that it's actually what's right for you. So you have to learn how to discern between, is this for me or isn't it for me? And that's where this particular authority is going to come in. Well, where your authority comes in general. So if you're a mental authority, your environment is going to be extremely important to knowing what is correct for you and what is not. Because all of your centers below your throat are undefined, okay? So you are highly susceptible to external conditioning, meaning that it would be really easy for you to make decisions based on what other people think is best for you compared to sticking to your own convictions and making sure that what the decision that you go with is truly what's best for you and not because you're trying to please the people around you or because you're trying to prove something to the people around you. You have to be sure that it really sits in your own heart and that it's the right choice for you, regardless of what the people around you might think. So This makes it extremely important to be in environments where you feel comfortable and you feel confident to be yourself. And you need to be able to speak frankly and speak freely so that you can hear yourself talk, because that's where this comes in, is you talking to the people around you. They become your sounding board. They become your ability to talk to somebody in casual conversation and hear yourself talk, because it's what you're saying that arises spontaneously from you that's going to lead you to gaining clarity on your decisions. And that's what's going to allow you to be guided to decisions that are true for your unique path. So if the environment that you are in and the people that you are around, they aren't correct for you, then you risk being guided towards paths that might be correct for them, but ultimately incorrect for you. And so if you're surrounded by a lot of people who are super opinionated and, you know, they're projecting their fears onto you all the time, and they are trying to make sure that you're going to look a certain way for, you know, ultimately it always comes down to a projection of fear in some way, shape, or form, then it's going to be really hard for you to separate what is right for you to the opinions of them. Right. And so if you really want to make sure that if you're this type of authority, that the environment that you're in, that the type of people that you are utilizing as your sounding board are the people that really truly make you feel your best, and they make you feel like the best version of yourself. They make you feel as if, or they allow you to feel as in, your opinion is the one that matters the most, because ultimately your opinion is the one that matters the most in your own life. So you also have to realize that you have an open head center. And so it's really important for you not to get stuck in your head when you're making decisions. Your body is always going to guide you when you can learn to turn into your body wisdom. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, of kind of what that feels like, because the truth of your decision making is a feeling. It's not a thought. It's a feeling that you have. So how do you start to experiment with this in your life? One, you have to resist taking action until you have received an invitation. So again, when we're talking in human design, it's always go back to your strategy and go back to your authority. So first we have to go back to the strategy. Resist taking action on things until you have received that invitation, because once you've received that invitation, you know that the timing is correct, and you know that you're not going to waste a bunch of energy on something that wasn't ready. Okay. So once you have that invitation, then listen to yourself talk about it in conversations with other people. Have other people around you, and it's totally okay for them to give their opinion. But the main thing is that you have the ability to speak freely and listen closely to what you spontaneously say, what spontaneously arises within you when you're not thinking, when you're not filtering, when you're not trying to figure it out, when you're just allowing this wisdom, because projectors, you guys have this innate wisdom. When you just allow that wisdom to pour through you, what do you say? And that is one of the things, like, that's what you're looking for. That is what you're trying to pay attention to. And if paying attention to this many things, this like too many things at once, have some conversations and just record some of them, you know, like, and go back and kind of listen to how you're speaking. Notice if you are being hesitant about something. Notice if you are shifting your opinion very quickly from one thing to the other, because depending on what the person is saying, just notice. It's not good, it's not bad, it's not right, or it's not wrong. It's just this self-awareness of, how am I making the decisions in my life? Okay. Now, at this point, it's really important to understand that how you interact with the people around you energetically. So we all speak to one another beyond the physical world. When we're with somebody, we have our physical like connection. We are speaking, utilizing our words. But there's this energetic connection that happens when two people are together that's also extremely important. If you've heard me talk about this before, it's that there's three people in every relationship. There's two individuals and this third person or third entity that you create when you're together. And that's all going to be dependent on how your auras collide, how your charts align. It's going to depend on the type of connection that you have with that person. It's also going to depend on how much tension there is between you, like where the natural resistant points are. It's going to depend on if you guys amplify one another's emotions, or if you bring out each other's fears, or if you are with somebody who makes you feel really safe and really seen. If you are with another person that has an open head center, then you guys are going to kind of amplify the overthinking and maybe the overanalyzing. And so it's just important to realize the types of connections that you have with people around you. And then you can understand how each person in your life, how their energy affects you. And you don't have to necessarily go and like study their human design chart or get together with me and do a connection chart review. Like you don't have to do any of those things. You a lot of times can feel, it can be really helpful, like don't get me wrong, but you can just feel the type of connection. You can feel whether somebody makes you feel really expansive or if there's somebody in your life that makes you feel really constricting. Like you can feel when you're being yourself and you're free and you feel light, and you can feel when somebody brings a heaviness to you and you feel like you kind of have to hide certain parts of yourself. Like this, you can feel it, okay? So it's really good to be able to get multiple perspectives when you have this human design authority, and just notice what happens when you talk to each person. And usually what's going to happen is one of three things. Either while you're talking to somebody, you're going to completely shift your perspective, right? You're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about it in this through this one lens, but you just brought forth this completely different other way to notice this. So that might happen. You might notice that your feelings are leaning a certain way. I see this all the time in coaching. It's one of my favorite things, is that people know, they know what they want to do. They're like, it's literally like you can feel them leaning towards this thing and their decision. Like they already know what their decision is. It's like they're just waiting for somebody to give them permission to actually do it, right? And one of the things that I always ask when I'm doing this in coaching is I'm like, are you more afraid of like a lot of times they're afraid of the other thing happening, right? And it's almost like they just need to have that realization that, let's say it's like a relationship, right? So, and they're like, I don't know if I should stay or if I should go or what I should do. And everything in their being is pulling them to, I should leave. I know that I should go. And the question that a lot of times I ask is I'm like, are you more afraid of staying or leaving? Are you more afraid that if you were to ask the other person, right? If you were to talk to them and say, I can't decide if I should stay or if I should leave, what one are you more afraid of them saying? And usually in those situations, you're like, oh my God, I'm terrified that they're going to say we should work it out, right? Because they already know that they don't want to do that. And so you can feel this like leaning, your feelings are leaning a certain way. And then the third thing that might happen is you might just have a very consistent way in which you talk about it. And so it doesn't seem to matter what somebody brings up or how they bring it up. And you do want to make sure you're going in with an open mind. But it's like you're just consistent and you just feel almost very neutral about it. You're not high, you're not low, you're just consistent in the way that you're talking about it. And that's going to lead you to discovering your truth. And so with this sounding board approach, you're able to recognize your truth and make decisions that are correct for you. But it requires some things. And these things aren't easy, especially in the world that we live in. One is it requires self-awareness, patience, and trust. You're not meant to make decisions in the moment because you need time to sort your way through it. You need time not to think about it, but to just work your way through that decision. And there's so many people, especially you know, if you are connecting with somebody who is a splenic authority or somebody who is a sacral authority, they get to make decisions in the moment. And so they can, and most people just don't know this information, right? So that a lot of times they are going to feel that pressure coming from that root center that you have to figure it out and you have to figure it out now. And so for you, it's really important to fight that. You don't need to succumb to somebody else's pressure and their own impatience, especially if you have an open root center, then you're going to be really prone to this. Okay. I know because I have one. You're going to be really prone to like, oh my gosh, I have to make a decision because my indecision is making this person uncomfortable or they want a decision from me. And so I need to make it as quickly as I possibly can. You're doing yourself a disservice and them because you're not going to make the decision that's best. Okay. So I need to sit with that. I'm going to talk it through with a few people. I just need some time and people get to respect that. And it might be difficult at first, but they will ultimately come around. Okay. And so just not letting other people's impatience impact your decisions, is something that is necessary. And it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. You really have to talk yourself up and keep that internal dialogue. Like, okay, I don't have to make a decision. Because they are impatient. This is not mine to carry. Their impatience is not mine to carry. I just need to stick to my own strategy, stick to my own authority, and I can trust it. And ultimately, it's going to be what's best for them and what's best for us. And so it's this internal dialogue that you just keep reminding yourself of that until it becomes true. Okay. So how do we kind of start to put this into practice in your life? I want you to consider exploring the environments and the people you spend the most time with and start to reflect on, do they help you feel expansive in your life? Do they make you feel like the best version of yourself? Or do you feel kind of constricted around them? Do you feel like a heaviness when you're with them, or like you can't be your full self, or there's something that's kind of hiding, right? Examine who you feel you can be the most open and honest with. Who can you talk to and you don't feel like you have to hide, or you don't feel like you're being judged, and you just can really be open and vulnerable about what you're feeling. That can be really important. And then just, who can you talk to that you can speak freely and you don't feel like you need to filter it? And just do a check of your environment. Am I spending most of my time in those types of environments? When I am making a decision in my life, am I putting myself in those environments, or am I putting myself in environments and asking people that are full of fear and that are full of just like they're just always projecting their fear onto you, and they're like, you're feeling very constricted and like this tightness almost, and it doesn't feel like you can speak freely. Just knowing, again, so much of this is just awareness so that you can make a shift. You have to be aware of it before you can make a shift. So just ask yourself some of those questions. It can be really, really helpful. And if you are in those constricted environments and you don't feel like you can quite be yourself, you don't feel like you can be open or honest or speak freely, then it may be time to make some changes in your environment, in the people that you are speaking to. And not necessarily like, this isn't cast like Survivor. We're not going to cast them off the island just because, you know, if there can be things about people that you really enjoy and they can bring something to your life that is really powerful. And they could not, like, they could be not great people to go to when you have a decision to make, right? So just remember that we're talking about making decisions here and knowing who those people are, who your sounding board is going to be. And lastly, just remember that your truth, because truth is different for every single one of us, your truth is found not through thinking. It's not found through knowledge. It's not found through information. All of those things can give you insight and they can give you a theory. But theories are cerebral, okay? They are of the mind. And theories have no roots. Theories are just theories. Okay. Until you experiment with them, they are not proven. They are, I think this in theory should work or could work, but they don't have any roots because of that, because they haven't been actually experimented with in your own life. Your truth is found in the heart. Your truth is experienced through the body. Your truth is anchored through the soul. So it's found in the heart, it's experienced through the body, and it is anchored through the soul. It is not cerebral. It's almost like when all four bodies, so your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body, and your energetic body, it's like when they all align. You don't think it. It isn't always the thing that makes the most sense. You feel it. Your truth is something that you feel. And it's like your whole being just clicks into place. And for each person, that could be different, or it could be a combination of things, but it's like this sense of warmth and expansion throughout your body. You might get full body chills. That's one that comes up for me all the time. When you have finally made a decision, you may feel this stress and tension just relax, like your shoulders, wherever you hold stress and tension, like you all of a sudden feel this relief just wash over you. It might be these butterflies or these flutters in the stomach or throughout your body. You might feel like you can finally breathe when you didn't even know you were holding your breath in the first place. You're like, oh, yes. This is it, right? So just understand that this is your body wisdom. This is the power of your body wisdom. It is not cerebral. The truth that you are looking for, the path of your own heart, is found in your heart, and it's experienced through your body, and that it is anchored in through the soul, and you are going to feel it. Okay. So if you're trying to think it, you may be missing out on a lot of what your body is trying to tell you. Because the only way to truly feel it is to be present with your body, to understand its cues. And to be able to do that, you have to spend some pretty intimate time with it. So practice this and make sure that if you have more questions or you just want to dive more into your human design or anything else that you kind of have going on in your life, you can sign up for a human design mini session through the website. We will link it up on the show notes, or you can simply go to www.evolvebeyondlimits.com and the pop-up will pop up, because that's what it's meant to do. So I am excited. Next week, we will finish out this series with either the lunar authority, or you could call it the non-authority authority, and we will close this out and begin our next series. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you pulled a lot out of this. I can't wait to hear from you. If you have questions or that you would like answered, feel free to send them to me so that I can address them on the podcast, because I'm sure if you are asking the question, there's a bajillion other people that are looking for that same answer. So be willing to share that with me. It helps me to live in my human design and just be able to respond to what you're giving me. And so I love being able to do that and answer your questions. All right. You have an amazing day. And until next time, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and most importantly, keep evolving.